Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and I'm so happy to be here with you for the next hour. As always, we've got a great show for you tonight, and we'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show. We are at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. You can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Joanne Gerber, and she'll be joining us in just a moment, but first, we have a couple of quick updates. We hope that you'll join us for our 2014 Holidays Past events coming up this December, and we'll be in five different locations this year. Our gifted mediums will be bringing through messages from your loved ones in spirit. So here's the lineup. On Saturday, December 6th, we have Neil Zepkowski and Angelina Diana. They will be in Natick, Massachusetts. We have three events taking place on December 13th. This is also a Saturday. Rebecca Ann LeCicero will be in Bethel, Connecticut. Angelina Diana will be in Plainview, New York. And we have Janet Nohavik and Joseph Scheel in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey. All three of those, Saturday, December 13th. And finally, on Saturday, December the 20th, we have Angelina Diana in Fort Myers, Florida. And don't forget to enter our annual 2014 Holidays Past raffle. The drawing will take place on December 23rd. It's only $5 for a chance to win a reading by one of our certified mediums. So you could win a reading with Joanne Gerber, Lynn LeClaire, Dave Campbell, Eliza Ray, or Nancy Marlowe. So if you're not able to make it to one of our Holidays Past events, be sure to check out the raffle. For more information about all upcoming events, please visit us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. So let's get to our show. Tonight is our Mediums and Messages show on Signs of Life, and if you've listened to the show before, you know that all of our mediums have been tested and certified through the Forever Family Foundation. Tonight, we'll be opening up the phone lines in just a few minutes, and you can reach us here. Here's the number one more time, 1-888-627-6008, and we do look forward to taking your calls. So on that note, let me introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium is Joanne Gerber. And she's not only one of the certified mediums with Forever Family Foundation, but she's also a certified research medium with the Winbridge Institute. Joanne holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration and Marketing. She is Reiki certified. She's certified in both clinical and metaphysical hypnotherapy. And, of course, she's lab certified in her mediumistic ability, having tested through the University of Arizona's Veritas Research Program. And she's no stranger to our show. She's been here before, and we're very, very happy to have her with us. Hi, Joanne. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Doreen. Thank you so much. It's always a great pleasure to be here.
Always. It's always great to have you here. Always great to talk to you. I think our phone lines are lighting up like a Christmas tree. It's almost that time of year anyway.
Right.
And we'll be getting to our calls in just a few minutes. You know, I wanted to ask you something. Now, we have a few minutes to chat before we get to the phones. I wanted to ask you something about mediumship, because I've had people ask me this question many, many times, and I know that you also do some teaching, you teach classes. When people ask you, can anyone become a medium, what do you usually tell them?
Well, usually my response to a question like that is that I feel that everybody has some degree of mediumistic abilities, maybe not necessary to develop them, you know, I mean, not everybody can develop them at
right.
a high level, like a developed medium. However, we all have mediumistic ability, which means that we can connect to our own loved ones because we have that gift within us to do that. And sometimes, you know, we can connect to other people and their loved ones as well, and it may not be somebody that wants to pursue it on a professional level.
Right.
But I do feel if with intention that if somebody wants to learn something, they can learn to develop it. And there's, like, you know, as you know, there's varying degrees of that ability. Same thing with psychic ability as well, which we know that we all have that.
Right, we do. Yeah, and I found also that when people ask me that, if they're able to develop, it is really more to connect with their own loved ones. It's not because they want to do it professionally, you know.
Right.
They just want to find a way to, you know, really make that connection for themselves or maybe even bring it in a little bit stronger. I've also noticed that no matter how many years I've been doing this work, still to this day, I have wow moments, you know, with just some of the information that comes through that can be so astounding. Did you ever have a wow moment? Anything stand out for you?
Absolutely. It's probably one of the best moments for a medium because, you know, then it's proof, and that's what
right.
we do. We're always looking for evidence because without evidence and proof of survival of consciousness, then what would our work really be? You know, we'd have people wouldn't be convinced and wouldn't believe that there is an afterlife. So I think that, in fact, is a critical part of what we do. Absolutely.
It is. Yeah, I agree with that. You know, and sometimes it surprises, I mean, just so our listeners have some understanding of how it works for us, sometimes it surprises even us when we get certain, you know, little tidbits, you know, that they share with us or new things, you know. Even if you've been doing this work as a medium for many years, all of a sudden, you know, you'll be doing a reading and you'll get something you never got before.
Exactly.
You know, a piece of information.
Yeah, and that's why I always say it's a constantly evolving process. No matter how many years you've been doing this work, you're always learning and growing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, everything here is a learning experience, and this is included for sure.
Absolutely.
So you're quite a busy lady. You have events coming up also. You're going to be doing some traveling over the winter?
I have. I actually just got back from Florida from doing readings in Florida.
Okay.
I'll be going back in February again. But I have an event coming up in December at Heaven on Earth, which will be a spirit communication demonstration with other fellow colleagues and mediums. And that pretty much wraps it up for the end of the year.
So, right, okay.
Still working on next year's schedule.
Uh-huh.
But,
well, that's good. But Florida's a good choice for February. That's great.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Absolutely. And you're still doing some teaching? Or are you still doing classes as well?
Yes,
okay.
I am. Actually, this weekend I have an advanced mediumship development class, which I'll
wonderful.
Be teaching Saturday, at the Haunted Colonial Inn in Concord, Massachusetts.
Ooh, that sounds like a fun place.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's very haunted. So it should be fun.
That's great. That's great. Well, if anyone needs or would like to get information about the events coming up for you, or if they would like to schedule a private session with you or contact you for any reason, the best way to reach you is through the web, to go through your website?
Yeah, the website, or find me on Facebook, Psychic Medium Joanne Gerber.
Okay,
yep.
And the web is joannegerber.com for those of you that want to check out Joanne's site. Okay, well, we've got phone lines lit up from what I understand, and what we're going to do is take a very short break. When we come back, we will speak more with Joanne. We're going to be opening up the phone lines to our callers. If you have a question for us, you may have a question, or if you would like to receive a connection with Spirit, just give us a call here at the station, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death, heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's Dr. Parisetti in one word.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening, and if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Joanne Gerber. So we're going to go to our phone lines. We've got quite a few people holding on. Before we take our first caller, I just want to mention that we try to get to as many calls as we can. For those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air, just let us know if you'd like a connection to spirit. All we want is your first name, or you might have a question for us, so either way, we'll be happy to take your question as well. We are back with Joanne, and I believe we're going to go to our first caller on the line. I think we have Tony on the line in Florida. Are you with us?
Hi, Joanne, Doreen. How are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great. Thanks for calling in. Did you want a message with a connection with Spirit?
A connection would be exciting.
Okay. I'm going to turn you over to Joanne.
Hi, Tony.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for calling in. As you were talking, I just felt the male vibration come in around you from the spirit side of life. And as I connect with his energy, I want to go to dad's side of the family. I feel like I have a gentleman that would have been in his late 60s to mid-70s prior to his passing. And he's telling me he had a problem with his, I feel like there was some digestive issues, and I also feel like he had a problem with his walking towards the end of his life. And I want to say this would be either father or grandfather vibration. I also feel like I'm wearing glasses with him, too, as well. You understand this, gentleman?
Yes, that resonates with me.
Okay. And so I'm not sure if I have dad or grandfather here, but I'm going to go on a little bit with the information. And did somebody speak another language? Or did grandfather speak another language? Because I feel like I want to go back and forth two languages. I'm not sure if it's like... It's hard to tell from spirit sometimes the exact language. I feel like I might have a like Greek or Italian or something here. I feel more Mediterranean as I connect with his energy. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I also feel, actually, it's your grandfather's past, and your father is still here, yes?
No, he transitioned also.
Okay, so I think I have two people then, because I have one that would have been a little younger when they passed, one a little bit older when they passed. And I want to say that one was a smoker, loved his cigarettes, you understand, because I'm smelling a lot of cigarettes as I connect with his energy. And I do feel that he might have even liked to smoke a pipe or cigars, or just was a very heavy smoker, because my whole office is filling up with smoke. You understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I also want to say that with your dad, I feel like dad's passing was a lot quicker than your grandfather's passing. As I feel with grandfather, I feel he got very sick at the end of his life. But I feel with dad, it was not as long. I don't feel like a long illness with him. I feel something very brief, very short. At the end of his life, he tells me he went very fast. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I almost feel like he didn't get to see everybody before he passed, and I don't know whether there's a sibling that lives farther away or dad lived farther away, another state, another country, but there's something with the distance before he passed. Would you understand that?
Yes, please proceed.
Okay, thank you. I do feel that I need to say, I need to let this go, and it's okay because we didn't get to talk, but it's okay. You understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I almost feel like with dad, I feel like a lot of stress around him. I feel like sometimes he just couldn't handle things. Sometimes I feel like he would just walk away from things rather than dealing with it because he had so much going on. It could only take so much. That's what he's telling me. You understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And interesting. Now, do you have three other siblings? Or, because I feel like I want to say the number four, like four kids in the family or four. I'm not sure if you have three other siblings or four others. There's something with the number four here he shows me. You understand that?
Yes.
Thank you. And, okay. And I don't know whether, I'm not sure if this is grandfather or with your dad, because they are together, but I'm seeing a lot of books. Someone was an avid reader, liked to read books.
That pertains to myself.
Okay, but I'm talking about on the other side with them. They're showing me books. And did grandfather used to like to read books, or there's some memory of him or you having his books or reading books to you? Would you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. Interesting. I'm also getting the connection with August, so I do feel like there was an August connection with birthday or passing. Would you understand the month of August, Tony?
That was the month that my father transitioned.
Okay, so he passed in August.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. And I'm really sorry about your dad and your grandfather, but know that they are together. And I feel like there might have been a distance between the two of them. It's almost like I'm feeling like they're working things out on the other side as well. And I also feel grandmother on dad's side there, too. I feel like they were there to help dad make the transition, you understand?
Yes, I do.
And are you thinking about moving? Or do you have two homes? Or there's something with either moving? Or do you understand that?
Yes, I've been considering that option.
Yeah, because dad is talking about that, about he'll be with you no matter where you live. I feel like he's aware of the move. And he knows that you talk to him all the time. He says, I hope
yes,
he understands.
I do.
He said, there was a lot of chaos at the end of my life, and things happened that I didn't expect to happen. You understand that?
I do, yes.
Yeah. And so I feel like he's connecting with you in that way to try to tell you that he's aware of the situation prior to his passing. And I feel like there's, you know, here he might have held on to things and not been able to let things go. But I feel from the other side he's learned to let that go. And I feel like there may be things that someone in the family, I'm not sure if that's with you what he's saying, but I feel male energy with this that are holding on to things that they need to let go for their own progress, if you understand.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay. Let me just see what
okay,
he's
I think we might have to leave it there, though, because we've
okay.
got so many people on hold. But, Tony, thank you so much for calling in, and we hope that this little mini-reading helps a little bit.
Well, thanks so much for your time, and I really appreciate it.
Okay, Tony, well, take care. Many blessings and love from you, from those in spirit.
Thank you, and same
thank
to you.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Okay. All righty. We've got so many people on hold. I think we're going to go to our next caller. We have Cheryl on the phone, calling in from Seashore, New York. Are you with us, Cheryl?
Yes, hi.
Hi. Thanks
Cheryl.
For calling into the show. Did you want to have a little bit of a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
A reading, please.
A reading.
Okay. Hi, Cheryl. As I am tuning into the energy, as I am tuning into the energy around you from the spirit side of life, I do feel a female vibration coming in. As I connect with her energy, I want to go to mother's side of the family with her. I may be going back to a grandmother vibration. You understand grandmother is passed. And
yeah.
I do want to say this. And is there a daughter with her on the other side, or had she lost
yes.
a child?
Yes.
Would you understand that?
Yes, yep.
Okay, thank you. Because I do feel she's not alone. I do feel there's a child with her on the other side. And I do feel this is a female
okay.
child. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Because I'm sensing her energy. I don't have a strong energy on her yet. I have more grandmother coming through. I feel like as I connect to her energy, she was somebody who was a very strong energy in life. I feel that, you know, if I have an opinion to say, I'm going to say it. You know, she always spoke her mind. You understand that with her. But yet I also feel
yeah.
someone who was very funny, who could be down to earth and love to be around her family and laugh and love the kids. You understand. And did she smoke at one
yes.
time, too? Yeah, because I'm smelling cigarettes with her. And someone liked
okay.
their cigarettes and coffee because I'm smelling both coffee and cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know whether it's aunt or your mom that's passed, but I do have another female vibration coming through with her. So I do want to acknowledge a younger
mm-hmm.
female that passed. And she may have been just in her 40s or 50s when she passed. I feel younger about her. You understand that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And this would be your aunt or with mom? I'm not quite sure what your connection is with her, but I do feel this is a woman who had been a little more on the quieter side, wouldn't have liked to talk about things because she didn't want to worry people. You understand that with her?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I do feel someone who was rather selfless. I feel like my family comes first, and you can do whatever you want to me, but
mm-hmm.
my family comes first. I feel somebody who was very protective of her family. You understand?
Yep, yep.
And let me see what she's saying here. Let me just talk to her a minute. Is this someone named Kelly or Kaylee?
Not that past. There is a Kaylee.
No, here on the physical. not the past. Yeah. Here is on the earth, on the physical, there is passed on. So there's a connection with either Kaylee or Kelly connection.
Okay.
And that's someone that's here, and that would be in your family?
Yeah.
Thank you. Because I feel like they want to acknowledge Kelly or Kaylee. I do feel one of them has been, I feel they've been going through a difficult time where I do feel they're sending healing around the situation. Would you be aware of that?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And would Kaylee or Kelly be a little bit younger than you?
Yeah, they're younger.
Thank you. Okay, because I feel she's younger than you as is showing me this. Interesting, okay. And did Mom like to do crafts or grandmother like to
do
crafts?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Because I feel like I want to sit down. I'm sorry?
My mom did, yeah.
Your mom. And because I feel like I want to sit down this time of the year and make stuff for the holidays for everybody.
Oh, definitely. Yep, definitely,
yeah, like,
Mom.
And there's something with, like, flowers, and I feel like there's little plastic ornaments. I don't know whether she used to make wreaths or, like, decorate things, like little Christmas things, but I feel like I've got all these drawers filled with stuff. You understand?
Yeah, I do.
Like, I feel like I want you to go to the craft store with me. That's what she's making me feel like. It's like, hey,
yeah,
come on, let's go. And I know here we have...
Yep,
they gave me an image of Michael's Craft Store. That's one of the stores they have here in Massachusetts.
Yes.
You understand that?
Yep, that's
okay.
Exactly the store. Yeah, that's the store.
Okay. Yeah, because she really loves that. And I feel like, you know, she tells me at the end of her life that she got very ill at the end. And I feel like I went very quickly, though. I went downhill. Things went very fast for me, you understand? And I feel like that on the other side, she's continuing to do things that she loved to do when she was here because that's what they do.
Yeah.
You know, it's not to say that they actually have craft supplies on the other side or cigarettes or any of that.
Right.
It's, you know, they're trying
to
project that to say, remember when I did all those things and you did them with me and how much fun we had together?
Aww.
Because that's what is so important to her was how much time that you had together with her. And is there a July connection?
My sister was born in July. Oh.
July birthday. Because I need to acknowledge here the July connection and say, I know that she wouldn't she wouldn't have forgotten a birthday, so I do need to acknowledge your sister's birthday. And this is a way that Mom is coming through and saying, you know, I'm fair with everybody. I love you all equally, so please tell your sister that I'm coming through to say hello to. I miss her, too.
Aw, definitely.
Is there also Randy here? Someone by the name of Randy or Brandy?
I have a niece, Brianna.
Brianna. Hmm. No, just remember I mentioned the name Randy or Brandy. That sounds a bit different to me. I can't say that I can accept that right now, but would you please just remember I mention Randy or Brandy? And it may be somebody that's coming into your life, and I do feel positive around this energy. So if you're not aware of it now, maybe just jot a note and just let time evolve with that one, okay? But, you know, there's so much love coming. She liked to just touch your face and give you a kiss. That's the way Mom was. She was definitely very expressive.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like I want to...
Yeah.
You're the baby? Are you the youngest, or...?
No, I'm the oldest.
Okay. So you must have been very close to her, because I do feel that she has a very strong connection to you, that you did a lot of things with her. And she's worried that you're...
Everything.
And she's worried about you, because she knows how hard it's been since she passed, and she wants to help you to get back on track with things, if you understand that. There's something with finding a new job, and there's something about looking for a job, or she's going to help you find new work, or something where you're going to be very happy. You understand?
Okay.
Alrighty, I think we're going to probably leave it there. But Cheryl, thank you so much for calling into the show, and I hope this helped.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cheryl.
I wish you
many blessings and love from those in spirit.
Thank you very
much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Alrighty, so we're going to move on to one more. I think we can get to one more caller, and then after that we're going to be taking a very short break. But I believe we have Margaret on the line calling in from Long Island. Are you with us, Margaret?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in. Would you like a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for Joanne?
A connection with Spirit.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Joanne.
Okay, thank you. And we have Kathy. Hello, Kathy.
This is Margaret. We have
Margaret.
Kathy, we have on hold next.
Okay.
Okay, this is Margaret in Long Island.
I'm being psychic instead.
Oh, there you go.
Margaret, hi, how are you?
Fine, and you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Okay, let me just connect with the energy around you for a moment here. I have a few people trying to make a connection with you. Interesting, okay. And I do feel a female energy coming in and around your vibration right now as I connect to her, Margaret. I don't know, let me just ask you this because this is strange. Do you understand the Kathy connection or Catherine connection?
No.
Okay. I was wondering, because I had said that, and I thought you were Kathy, so I keep hearing that name, so I just wanted to check in with you about that. But I do feel a female coming in from the spirit side of life, and as I connect with her energy, I do feel I want to go to mother's side of the family with her. And as I connect to her, I feel this is a woman who I feel like she got very ill at the end of her life, and I'm feeling that I have some either congested heart, or I might have had stroke or heart problems, you understand? And I feel that I would have passed around maybe, I'm not sure, but I feel like she might have just been around 70 or maybe even a little bit younger. You understand that about her. As I connect with her energy, thank you. As I connect with her energy, I'm having some issues with my lungs, and I feel like I need to be on oxygen. Would you understand her being on oxygen at the end of her life?
Yes.
Thank you. And as I connect with her, all right, let me just see what she's saying here. And there's also another M name, so I do want to say either like Mary or Maria connection. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And this would be connected to her or to you. It would be either with her or with someone in the family. You understand that?
Yes.
Thank you. And I feel like this, as I'm sensing her energy, she's telling me she had a really difficult time at the end of her life. I'm feeling like I need to be in a hospital or I need constant care. I feel like I can't get out of bed. My legs feel very heavy with her energy around the time of her passing. I feel like I'm retaining a lot of fluids. And I also, was there a stroke or a TIA with her?
A stroke.
A stroke? Okay, thank you. Because I just felt this kind of zap going up the left side of my body. And usually when I feel that, it's because someone has experienced a stroke when they were here. So I am sensing that with her. But I don't feel that she's in any pain now. She's telling me she's fine. And I feel like before she got ill, she was a very lively woman. And I feel like I'm going to be friends with all your friends. You understand that about her energy. I feel someone who...
Yes.
Who just liked people. And now she's showing me cards. Was she a card player?
Not really.
Did she like to go to the casinos?
No.
Okay. I'm seeing cards. So I don't know whether this could be someone else coming in, but somebody in the family connected with her that's on the other side was a big card player or liked to gamble.
I understand that.
You understand that. Okay, and that's a gentleman that's coming through. You understand the gentleman that's passed that was the gambler.
My father.
Okay.
He liked to play cards.
Yes, and did he once in a while bet on the horses or go to the racetrack?
No, that's my ex-husband.
That's your ex-husband who's also passed?
Yes.
Okay, so they're all coming in together. And with your dad, I feel like, I want to say, did mom actually wear the pants in the family? Because I feel like she's not going to let him get a word in. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. And
Kinda did.
She did? Yeah. Because I feel like kind of like mom's word goes, whatever mom says goes kind of thing here. Dad liked to have a drink once in a while?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I smell like I want to have something like a scotch or whiskey or something, in a glass with ice, like maybe just once in a while, or a nightcap or something. I like to have a drink once in a while. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And Frank connection, would you understand Frank or Francis connection?
Oh, wow. Yes, both of them.
Okay, and that's on Dad's side of the family?
No, it's a friend.
Okay. And so
Dad
would have known him.
Close friend to the family.
Yeah, Dad would have known him because I feel that's coming
yes.
in next to Dad. So I do want to make that connection with the Frank-Francis connection, and I do want to say they are all together on the other side. And they like to stand around. And Dad smoked, too. Dad had cigarettes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm having a cigarette and a drink, and I'm standing around talking with Frank or Francis or the both of them. there's also, I want to say, two dogs with Dad as I leave this message. Two dogs coming through. You understand the two dogs have passed?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I do want to say that, you know, they are all together, and pets are part of our family, too. So
yeah.
know that when we cross over that we will be with our animal, beloved animal friends, too, because they are part of our soul group. And Mom and Dad, I want to say they are okay. I feel Mom passed faster than, I mean, excuse me, Dad passed faster than Mom did at the end. But, you know,
yes.
know they're not in any
yes.
pain anymore, okay? And I do feel that after Dad would have passed before your mom.
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel, I want to say that it's like, you know, it was really hard for your mom, I do feel. And she's a religious woman or something. She keeps showing me a cross. What's with the crosses?
That's my grandmother.
That's your grandmother? Okay.
That's my grandmother.
All right, so she's coming in too as well. Because
okay.
I feel like I've got these wooden crosses, so I just need to acknowledge that. But
I think we're
going
to have to leave it there.
Okay, they are around you. I leave you with their love and blessings. Thank you for calling.
All righty. Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you.
I hope that this helps. I hope that it helped. All righty, guys. We're going to take a very, very quick break. In the meantime, you might want to check out Joanne's website, joannegerber.com. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be back to our phone lines in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
It is with great pleasure that we announce the formation of the Winbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential. Dr. Julie Beischel, Director of Research at Winbridge and one of the premier investigators in the field of mediumship research, reports that the team at Winbridge will continue pursuing the many unanswered questions that remain in the field of afterlife science. Please go to www.windbridge.org to learn more about this groundbreaking research institute. That's www.winbridge.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is ATRANSC.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Joanne Gerber, and before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. And there's a link on every page of our website. If you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And what if you don't shop on Amazon? That's not a problem. There's another way you can help us as well. And this will also produce a donation to Forever Family Foundation without having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive, it's free, and just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the Internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Apple Store, Cheap Tickets, The Gap, Old Navy, QVC, Travelocity, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our show. We have time for just a couple more phone calls. We have Joanne Gerber with us here this evening, and let's get to our next caller. I think we have Kathy on the line in New York. Are you with us, Kathy?
Yes, hi.
Hi. Thanks for calling in. I'm going to turn you right over to Joanne.
Hello, Kathy.
Hi.
How are you this evening?
Good. Thanks so much for taking my call. I've been waiting and waiting.
Okay. So you'd like to make a connection?
Yes, please.
Okay. So let me just tune into the energy around you from Spirit here, Kathy. That's interesting. Okay. You know, I don't know if you were listening in earlier, but I actually called the other caller, Kathy, and I kept hearing the name. Okay.
I know.
So I'm going to ask you, I need to ask you because I keep hearing it, is there another Kathy or Catherine in Spirit connected with you?
Kathy or Catherine?
Okay, if you don't know.
My aunt.
You would know? Your aunt has passed as Catherine?
My aunt. Yes.
Your aunt?
And
your
her
aunt?
Name is Catherine.
Okay, sorry. Difference in accent, sorry. I'm going to be saying aunt because I'm from Massachusetts. So, yeah, and I kept hearing, and I felt like it was in Spirit, and I said, this, you know, and then Doreen had said, you're the next caller. So I do want to say that your aunt is definitely here. I do want to acknowledge her coming through. This would be aunt on mother's side of the family?
Yes.
Yeah, because I also feel grandmother there with her, too, as well. And I do feel they are together. And you would have been close with your grandmother on your mother's side of the family. And was there, you also understand a younger male passing? Because I kept feeling a male energy as Kathy was trying to communicate here, or Catherine was trying to communicate. Would you understand a male energy, somebody that would have passed younger, might have been just in his 20s or maybe even late teens to mid-20s. Would you understand that?
Yes. Not on the same side of the family, though.
No, but this is somebody who's passing, maybe on Dad's side, but I do want to say he's also on the other side, too, as well. Because I do need to say that his passing was very quick, and I do feel that he didn't get to say goodbye, and that you would be able to connect with his family, or they'd be open to a message.
Oh,
would you understand that? Okay? Because I do need to say, I'm okay, and stop blaming people around what happened with my passing. I kind of feel like there's still some questions or it hasn't fully been resolved, and I feel like he's very much aware of that. You understand that?
Okay.
All right. And so I do feel that he's trying to come through here to make a connection to say, you know, please tell them I'm okay. And where would I find the Michael connection with him or with someone here?
Michael.
Just remember I mentioned that, please. And I do feel it's connected with this gentleman that's passed somehow. Could be somebody here that he's connected to that he wants to acknowledge.
Okay.
And
I'll hold on to it.
Yeah, just remember I mentioned that. You know, sometimes we don't always remember everything at the time of reading or we don't have the knowledge. So I do want to say there's some
right.
connection. And was he going to school or had just finished school before his passing? Because I feel
yes.
like there's something with not completing school or almost graduating or something around school that he's talking about.
Yeah, he had just started college.
Just started. Okay, thank you. And I'm so sorry about your passings. He was very young, and I feel he says it was ridiculous. So it's like I'm feeling like
right.
like almost like he didn't know it was going to happen. You understand that?
Yeah, right.
And I feel like he was the type of kid, he liked to joke around, he liked to have fun, you know, a little bit on the adventurous side. And maybe you two used to play together when you were younger. He's showing me going back in time here when you were younger, like at
yes.
a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you would have lived
yes.
close to each other because I do feel that there was
yes.
something with the neighborhood, or I can just walk to your house from where I live. You understand? Interesting. And was there, or someone in the family also had a place on the beach, or used to all go on some sort of family trip to the beach or family reunion on the beach?
No.
He did? Okay.
His family had a beach house.
Okay.
His family
okay.
had a beach house, yes.
Yeah, because there's memories of that. And I feel like, so you've been to
yeah.
the house, or you used to go there too, because you'd remember what the
yes.
house looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like those were really good memories
yes.
for him. Because I don't know whether
yeah.
someone's like either doing something with the house, like working on it or staying there or something, but there's an acknowledgement about that. So I do feel he also wants to relay that
yeah.
information as well. Also, there's a gentleman coming through with him that I feel that would have passed after him, and I want to go to
okay.
also on father's side of the family. And I feel like he might have been in his, maybe his late 60s to maybe his mid-70s when he passed. Do you understand that as I connect with
okay.
his energy?
Yes.
And I feel like a handsome guy. I feel like I'm a good sized man. I'm not overweight. I'm in pretty good shape. I try to take good care of myself. But I feel like very quick passing at the end of his life too as well. And I don't know whether he had lighter eyes, like green or blue eyes. Would you understand this gentleman?
I'm trying to. There's a lot of men that age in our
okay.
family.
All right. So let me just go on. Let me just talk to him a bit. I want to say that somebody on that side or with him, something with music or playing instruments.
Okay.
So I want to say there was some sort of musical influence on that side, or somebody was really good or might have been in a band at one time.
Okay. It's getting a little better.
Okay, so you understand the music connection or the band connection?
Yeah, we had a lot of uncles. That's why I'm trying to
okay.
figure out who
and
it
one
is.
One of them played instruments, was really musically talented at the past. And he also liked his drinks, I want to say, because he's showing me drinking alcohol or going to the bar. I feel like
oh.
I'm sitting on a bar stool.
Okay.
Is that clearer to you?
A little bit, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And okay, so we're running out of time.
I think we're
going
to have to wrap it there. Joanne,
so
I could listen to you all night. You do such wonderful reading.
Thank you.
Very good.
All righty, we're going to leave it there. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you so much
okay,
for calling
in. Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, and wish you love and blessings from Spirit. Thank you.
All righty. We literally have about 3.5 minutes, so we're going to try to get to one more caller. I think we have Sunny on the phone from Florida. Are you with us?
Yes.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, and I have a psychic question for Doreen.
Okay.
About a relationship.
Okay. And this is Sunny in Florida.
Yes.
My goodness, I don't know who this is. Am I supposed to know you?
No. Why?
Oh. You said you have a question about a relationship. What's your question?
Oh. Oh, I see. I thought you would just... yes. How do you see things working out with David and me?
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. So you're in a relationship with David. You know, the thing I'm seeing around this, and Joanne, if you want to jump in, you can certainly do that. The thing I'm seeing around this, I feel like there's some ups and downs. I'm getting that. I feel like that's probably, I want to say ups and downs for a while. And also, I feel like, I don't know, is there a question with either both of you or one of you right now with regard to a possible move? Or maybe changing something about your location, either whether it's relocating or just moving to a different place. Is there something going on with a move right now?
He's on business overseas.
Okay.
And he was supposed to come back in a couple of weeks, but it's been extended.
Okay. Because I'm feeling like there's something with that, with regard to either the travel or the move, or you guys not being in the same place together. That also
right.
is, you know, causing a little bit of stress or causing a little bit of problems, whether it's that he wasn't counting
yeah.
on that or maybe, you know,
right.
There's some flexibility on his end and you were not counting on that. I do feel like you need to have a little bit maybe better communication, maybe open that up a little bit, really talk about what's working, talk about what's not working, because I kind of get this ups and downs kind of stuff, but I also feel like there's a very strong connection between the two of you. And even with ups and downs, I feel like there's always something very magnetic pulling you guys back together again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, usually when mm-hmm. I get that, it's a very, very strong indicator that you guys have a karmic connection. You know, it's almost like a
mm-hmm.
soulmate connection where, and sometimes soulmate connections are the ones that bring great challenges to us because we're going to learn great lessons,
mm-hmm.
you know, from that.
Well, he's in China right now and, we've been texting, and now he's going to be going on to another country, and
okay.
he's just said, let's take a break.
Right.
He will be back.
He will be back. I feel
okay.
like you guys will have more communication. You will get back together for conversation. But I think the thing that has to happen that will be really helpful for both of you is to really have a heart-to-heart and just see what is it the other person really needs. Okay, he may be traveling, just so you know, more time rather than
mm-hmm.
less. So if his trip is
yeah.
shorter and he used to be away for maybe 2 weeks and then come back, he might be traveling for either a longer duration of time or going more often, or maybe both. Okay, so that could also
right.
be a little bit problematic. It's really, really hard to have a relationship when one person is required to travel for business, you know, or if you're, you know, you're living in two different locations. But I would say the best thing that you could do right now is when he gets back, just sit down, have a heart-to-heart, see where he's at with things, tell him what's working and what's not working, because I feel like the two of you still have something to work out or it's something that you need to
mm-hmm.
address, okay? All righty, Sunny,
yes,
we have to leave
true.
It there with you. I'm sorry we're out of time,
okay.
but thank you so much
all right.
for calling
thank
in.
Thank you so much.
You are very, very welcome. I really want to thank our guest tonight, Joanne Gerber. Joanne, thank you so much for joining us. You were great
oh, thank
tonight.
You. Thank you, Doreen. And
you're
you
very
well.
Welcome. You're very welcome. Don't forget to visit Joanne on the web. She's at joannegerber.com. And by the way, just to give everyone a little heads up, Joanne's going to be back on the show again in March, but she'll be hosting this time while I'm away on vacation. So we're really looking forward to that, Joanne. Thank
That'll
you so
fun.
Much.
Yes,
alrighty, guys. I'd like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. I really do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And, of course, we would like to wish everyone a very, very happy Thanksgiving. And just a reminder, due to the holiday week, we will not be on the air next week, but please join us in 2 weeks for our show, The Gathering. And that will be on December 4th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The topic on the show will be dreams and premonitions, so be sure to tune in for that. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I wish all of you a wonderful evening and many blessings. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.